Hello, world. Hello, world, and good morning, good early morning, especially in Phoenix, Arizona. How's everybody out there doing? Welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. And I just hope everybody's out there doing great today and have a great day. I know a lot of you in Arizona on the West Coast is just getting up to go to work, and a lot of you on the East Coast is almost the middle of the day. But anyway, today I want to talk to you about my daughter's murder. It's her birthday today. I want to say happy birthday to her, Loretta Lindsay. She was born November 14, 1974, and she was murdered on June 7, 1997, over on 27th Avenue and Thomas Road. And it's a cold case. At first, it was believed to be road rage, and it turned out that it wasn't road rage at all. So the detectives are still actively working on the case. And, hold on, I got a call. Excuse me, they're actively working on the case. And I just wanted to uplift and encourage anyone that lost your child. Or I've lost two children. 3 years before that, I lost a son in a car accident. But I just want to encourage you today and uplift you today through her love and through her laughter. She used to laugh a lot. She said, "Mama, you crazy. Come on, Mama, let's go." She just used to laugh all the time. Everything was so funny to her. Whatever she did was funny. You know, she made me laugh all the time. She made the family laugh. I miss her so much. But I just want to encourage someone out there that's hurting and think that you can't get over a child or children being murdered. I know people that lost five children, so I feel really blessed. I still have nine children left. So it's a lot of people out there that lost a whole family in one walk. So I feel especially blessed to sit here and talk about it and encourage you and say that the way I got through it is pretty much a lot of laughter, because that's what she left with me. She impacted me with her laughter, and it was so ironic because it took me years to find out. This year on her birthday is the first time I didn't cry. I didn't drink. I didn't act up. I didn't go off on nobody. So I'm encouraged that I'm going to go to her grave site later on today and visit it and leave her some flowers. I'm so far away from there, but I have to get out there today later on. I haven't even been asleep tonight, but I'm going to get some sleep and go out there before they close down and visit her and sit there with her and try to find my niece to go with me, Freedom. So Freedom, she's pretty funny too. We have jokes. And I have some jokes with y'all today in her memory, and I want you all to be encouraged. And I'm just telling you, the way I got through it is just remembering the person that she was, the laughter she brought, the love she brought. You might have a generous kid. You might have had a generous kid. You may have had a giving child that just gave everything, you know. They gave their time. They gave their respect. You know, a lot of children these days don't even respect anyone. So there are a lot of memories you can hold on to get you over that, because sometimes we get stuck in that spot where we just can't seem to get over it. But and also I want you to trust in God. But I was going to tell some jokes, but it's going to be using a word, so I don't want no Christians coming at me talking about, "Don't be saying that. You can't say that. You wrong for saying that. Looking ass." No, I'm but no, don't be coming this way telling me that, because you looking at me with your looking ass. So I'm just here to just make people smile today, and hope you have a good day. I like watching comedy. I was just watching I didn't even know that Mr. Witherspoon had passed. I was just looking at a video of him and Ice Cube and them talking about him and stuff. I was like, oh, my God, he was a comedian. He used to just make me laugh, especially on their shows when they had all the little shows they had. But anyway, I just want to encourage you to just take whatever your child left behind with you and know that you can live in that moment. You can actually, you know, take that on to yourself and to your role and encourage yourself. This is a part of my child. And just be encouraged in that, you know, because it is actually a part of your child. A lot of good children go first, it seems like to me they do. But they always have a good space in their heart. I don't care if it was just talking to people, could be kind to anybody, could be sweet to anybody. Some people are very rude, so you have to know that. Forget about the rude people today. We ain't thinking about them. and teach your kids and stuff not to be rude to people. These children nowadays, they're pretty rude because, you know, you can't trust these kids nowadays if you're going to jail. They're going to almost cuss for life. Almost that gone near for life. And you ain't even did them no harm. They screaming like they running for bloody murder. Boy, if you set yourself in, ain't nobody even touch your little old behind. Set your tail down. You know, you have to treat them like that. But anyway, I'm just here for a few minutes, 30 minutes. And if anybody want to call in to discuss something or encourage someone of what you've been through, or maybe you want to laugh today, maybe you want to smile, the call-in number here is 605-9873. Again, the calling number is 515-605-9873. And hold on, let me check the switchboard right quick. This takes me a minute to check it so I know if anybody's calling in. They can call in. The calling number, I got the calling number wrong. It's 515-605-9873. Again, the calling number is 605-9873. And you're talking to Virgie Lindsay. This is the Grateful Gift Show. I'm getting kind of sleepy, y'all. But anyway, you can call in again if you would like to at 515-605-9873. Hold on. Okay, let me see if I can get it over here. Okay, yeah, the calling number is 515-605-9873. So my apologies, I can't hardly see out these glasses. I need some new glasses. So again, the call-in number is 515-605-9873. That's the correct call-in number. So if you'd like to call in and go live with me, you're most definitely welcome here at the show to go over the death of my daughter. And I want to say again to her, happy birthday today. It's her special day. Even though she's not here, I still have a lot of memories of how funny she was, how loving, kind, and generous she was. She was very thoughtful to others. She never thought just about herself all the time. She was probably the most selfless person I will ever meet in my life again. And people are so selfish these days. I don't know what's wrong with these fools, y'all. They just be selfish for no reason, looking asses. So, yeah, that's what we're going over today. So if you want to call in, just feel free to call the show. And I'll let you talk live, and maybe you want to laugh, maybe you want to cry. But we're going to help us get through each other, you know, get it through, you know, together, in other words. I'm excited about the show, but I'm having a hard time seeing it. Let's see. Okay, I'm just waiting for anybody to call in the show if they want to call in. The calling number will be 515-605-9873. Again, the calling number is 515-605-9873. And we're just discussing death and how it can impact you. At first, you have a lot of denial, and you have a lot of depression, and you have a lot of anger in you when these things happen unexpectedly. Just try to grab on to God and hang on to God and just depend on Him for going through and, you know, what you need to do. Because there's a lot of things, people need you to be strong especially if he's a parent, people need you to be strong because you have to do a lot of stuff. You have to have the funeral arrangements made. You have to have the flower arrangements made. You have to have the obituary made. You have to make sure your insurance is paid. So also, always make sure your insurance is paid for, you know, you never know what day or hour you may leave this earth. I know I got to upgrade mine myself, but I want my kids to have more, but living in this earth and time pretty much is, you know, unless you're rich, it's pretty hard to leave them what you want, especially when you have to pay bills and stuff. But I want you to be encouraging. Again, if you want to call in the show, call the number is, got to see again. It's going to be 515-605-9873. And I haven't gotten any callers in. So you're welcome to call in. So give me a call. I'm live on the show. I don't get a chance to do a lot of live shows anymore. I hope you can hear me clearly. I don't get a chance to do them anymore. I've been traveling pretty much a whole lot. But I slowed down on traveling for at least for now. But I'm going to pick my traveling back up soon. And we're just here to talk about my daughter and celebrate her birthday. Happy birthday, Loretta. Rest in peace. And just doing the show here. Again, you can call in. We got a few more minutes left. 515-605-9873 is the call-in number for you out there that would like to speak about maybe your baby's death. You know, maybe something happened unexpectedly to your child. It doesn't matter if it's a girl or boy. I'm still here to talk to you. I'm going to make you laugh. I'm going to try to make you laugh today and put a smile on your big face. Big old head, boy and girl. You got to smile. Put a smile on your face. So we're going to smile together today and celebrate Loretta's birthday. Maybe it's your deceased child's birthday. Happy birthday to them, too. I'm not leaving out no one's children because there's a lot of people's birthday today, I'm pretty sure. So call in again. The call-in number is, it's going to be 515-605-9873. Call in and welcome to the Grateful Gift Show with your host, Virgie Lindsay. And the topic today is my daughter's her birthday. Happy birthday, Loretta Lindsay. Rest in peace. She was known as Juicy as well. We called her Juicy. That's the tat I have on my back of my neck. I have a tattoo. Say rest in peace, Juicy. So if you want to call in again, the call-in number is 515-605-9873. Give us a call and share what's on your mind about losing your child. I know it's a very hard topic, and people don't like to talk about that, but I most definitely welcome you if you would like to call in. Again, the call-in number is 515-605-9873. He's taking me to someplace else, so I got to keep doing this over and over. Okay. Okay, currently I don't have any call-in. I have to keep looking to see if I have any call-in people that would like to call in. Nobody's calling, but again, we're in memory of my daughter, Loretta Lindsay. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, Juicy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday. And she is truly missed and adored and loved still. I will never forget her for the rest of my days. I don't know how anybody else in her family feels about it, but that's the way I feel as her mother, as her closest friend, as her confidant. She was my closest friend and confidant to my best friend forever. I mean, we did everything together. We used to rock everything out, y'all. Parties out. We used to travel together. We used to laugh together. We used to barbecue together. We used to be at each other's house, giving events together. We used to pass flyers out and give big events at our house. We had so much fun. She went to boxing with me. She met a lot of boxers and stuff. We did a lot together because we grew up together. Things are popping up on my phone, so hold on, y'all, because I'm doing this off the phone, off the rip. So don't know where it went to, but it's taking me someplace else. Technical difficulties. Oh, no. Let me see. It went back to the switchboard. I think I had a call-in number for you to call in. It's 515-605-9873. Again, your call-in number is 515-605-9873. So if I don't get any callers soon, I guess I'm going to have to end the show. And I hope you all can hear me well. I'll have to look at the switchboard. It keeps switching on me, so I have to keep going back to my switchboard. And, all right, hold on. I'm back at the switchboard. Okay, no call-in numbers yet. So I guess nobody want to talk about anything according to what had happened about their children or their child regarding death. But anyway, so I only have 10 more minutes left. I got to get new glasses. I can't see very well out these glasses. So next time when I give a show, I'll write everything down big. I'll get a big old microscope and be able to figure it out on paper, because I got it written pretty big on paper, and I'm still having difficulties. But anyway, the call-in number is 515-605-9873, and our topic today is my deceased daughter. May she rest in heaven, Loretta Lindsay. She was a very loving, humorous person, probably one of the funniest women I'll ever meet. She was just funny like that. She was goofy and funny and all that. Loving, caring. I went over that already. Generous and kind. So I'm just waiting to share with someone. Y'all have 10 minutes to call in the show. Y'all call in. The call in number is 515-605-9873. And I have not even been asleep because it's her birthday. And again, happy birthday, baby. Mama, love you and miss you. And I wish you were here to celebrate, you know, with me. But I'm going to celebrate for you. And, not do much today because I've been up all night. I'm probably going to sleep most of the day because I'm tired and drained. And I'm pretty excited that, you know, to give a show in honor of you and in your memory, because you deserve it. You know, it's no greater love than to have a child that loves you so much. Because, like I said earlier, a lot of children, they don't even love their parents anymore. They be slapping people down. I'd be like, child, you don't get off there. I'd be like, girl, grab a bat. Grab a stick. Grab a table. Grab a whole kitchen sink. Grab something. Not far from their bus. Be jumping on their parents and grandparents. I'll be seeing that a lot. And they do it like it's just nothing, like it's not anything. And I think that's just very disrespectful. But let me tell a lot of young people, you all don't know that the Bible says if you honor your mother and father, the days of your life will be prolonged. But that even means your grandparents. If you disrespect them, you cutting your own life short. And one thing I can say about my baby, she never disrespected me in any kind of way. No matter what I did, I used to be on drugs. I went to prison. She kept my kids while I was in prison. That's the kind of person she was, y'all. She kept my children when I was in prison, and she had her own three kids to keep. So, you know, I've been out 20 years, I believe, and I'm not looking forward to going back to no penitentiary, not to do no time there, because that's when I got the devastating news when I was in prison, and there was nothing I could do. You know, but hurt and suffer. So you young people, honor your parents so you can live a long life. You know, they say that God takes the good. So just honor your parents, grandparents. Quit hitting them. Quit cussing at them. They're not your best friend. They're not your bestie or your friend, your padrino, none of that. That's your parent. And you honor your parents and you respect their parents. You don't cuss them out and treat them any kind of way and, you know, talk to them any kind of way. When we was raised, we could not even talk back. Back them days, you get slapped in your mouth real quick, fast like that, and in a hurry. And she used to get on her kids, too. It was legal back then, though, you know, they done legalized stuff, and it stuff that got illegal to do. But anyway, I'm not getting any callers, and my phone is tripping, so I'm still going to continue the show. I'm trying to rock it on out because it's her birthday. It's her birthday. It's my baby's birthday. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I'm going to rock it out. I'm having technical issues. He's going off for some reason. So again, if you would like to call in and speak to me about losing a child, the calling number is 515-605-9873. And I'm going to continue to do shows and keep you on track. And I have to, I think they sent me an email saying that they want me to become a premier host here. So I'm going to try to do that. I have to find out all about it. But I just got the email today from them that they want me to do a premiere show. I have 5 minutes and 10 seconds left, you all. So call in if you want to, 515-605-9873. Our topic today is my daughter's birthday. She was murdered on 27th Avenue and Thomas. And if you know anything about that case, her name is Loretta Lindsay. She got murdered with a close family friend, which is my baby brother best friend, Carlos Nunley. They got murdered together. So if you know anything about that case, please, you can call Silent Witness. You don't even have to call the detectives direct. You can always call Silent Witness, and we would like to see them put in jail. So, because how you know they ain't out there killing somebody else's child, and it might be your child next, because we don't know who these people are. People are getting murdered every day in their cold cases. They might have been going around killing the whole time. Who knows when it's a cold case? You just have to be very careful out there in the world these days, people. And that's not a funny joke. It's not a laughing matter there. We have to be very careful. I remember I seen a video on today. I seen it on Facebook, and they were saying about how someone was following her or something of that nature, and they were actually trying to kidnap her and probably take her over to Mexico someplace. I don't know exactly what they were trying to do, but it's a kind of like, I think it's a viral video, but I got it from one of my pastors over in Las Vegas sent to me today. I got it today. But anyway, if you'd like to call in the show, it's your last opportunity because I only got 3 minutes and 30 seconds left. The calling number is 515-605-9873. I just want to say happy birthday again to my daughter over and over and over again. May she rest in heaven. I wish she was here with me right now to spend time and meet the people I now know. She never got that opportunity. So people out there that know something about cold cases or you know something about something, tell somebody because it might can happen to you, and you want someone to tell like Silent Witness. You ain't got to be no snitch and run down there. They have lines you can call all over the world. I mean, they don't have the most wanted out like where you can call a number in and have tips like that anymore. I don't even think any more shows are out like that. So anyway, if you want to call in, I'm saying happy birthday to my daughter, Loretta. Rest in heaven. Rest in peace. The calling number is 515. 605-9873. She left three beautiful kids behind, Paris, Renice, and Clifon. I don't know if they want me to say their last name, so I won't be able to share their last name on here. But I would like to give a big shout out to Carlos Nunley's dad that got murdered with my daughter, Charles Nunley. We've been long time close friends. I mean, long time. I have a lot of long time friends that I know. Actually, know a lot of people. So I'm talking about here, Arizona, California, Vegas, Washington D.C. But everywhere I've been, Memphis, Tennessee, just Oklahoma, everywhere. Just I know a lot of people. But anyway, if you want to call in the show, I have 1 minute and 34 seconds left. The call in number is 515-605-9873. We're celebrating my daughter that was murdered on 27th Avenue in Thomas. at that pawn shop right there. Y'all know where the QT is right there, the Quick Trip, right across the street at that pawn shop right there by Grand and 27th Avenue. That's where the murder scene was at. So, again, if you would like to call in, this is your last chance. The call number is 515-605-9873. I just want to sing this to my daughter right now. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Loretta. Happy birthday to you. I kind of sang it like Loretta Lynn style because that's how I named her, after Loretta Lynn, the country artist. So, okay, y'all only got 29 seconds, so I'm going to go ahead and end the show before the show ends me. Y'all have a good night, a good day, and the rest of the week. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting. Bye-bye.